VJW, KN4, VWA. 4, DJW, KN4, VWA. 4, VWA, mobile.
4, VWA, KO4, HKX. What are you doing out this late?
Take a 6-point down to the processor. He weighed out at about 185 pounds.
Get him at.
Well, I shot this one with my clothes on, but first, the three previous deer I shot, I haven't shot one of those with any clothes on. I just leaned out the front door in my robe and popped them.
TMI.
You start singing that old song, Daniel Boone was a man, just a big man. Claimed to be right.
Somebody to talk to you a few minutes can figure out you're not.
You ain't back home yet, are you?
Did you say, Steve? I didn't catch all that.
Home yet, are you?
No, sir. I'm heading up 290 right now.
No. Hey, where do you guys go to eat? Over at Mythos?
No, we were down off of Beacon Drive down there at, south of the border tonight. Somewhere in that area, usually.
Sounds like you had a good time. Did you get anything accomplished?
Got some stuff accomplished. Got some stuff spread out where it needed to be. And we had one of our tool vendors with us tonight, too. So we got some lowdown on what's coming, why we can't get this, and give them some ideas on some things to work on.
That's good. Now, did you get it worked out how you going to do the hostile takeover with Matco?
I'm not worried about that. I got enough to worry about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least you headed home, bud.
Get there about 9:30, quarter to 10.
We'll get back up over the hill.
Have to stop and change vehicles.
I forgot all about that. I sure did. Well, at least it's secure.
Yeah, but we've had guys breaking in and cutting cats off from the cars back there, so luckily they haven't messed with the truck yet.
Does that truck of yours, it run deaf?
It does.
You know, the reason you run deaf is for that catalytic converter to keep it burned out and cleaned out. So, there for a while, they were replacing them things like popcorn.
I used to work on them, so I kind of know the weak links in the system.
I just hope this one of mine will hold up. I've got, 36,000 miles on it now. And I know that ain't enough, but hell, I don't know. I'm hoping I'm going to run out of miles warranty just about the time that it runs out of vehicle warranty.
He's too hard with the way you drive. You're putting some miles on.
With the price of fuel lately, I've been trying to drive that little Saturn. I've been running around off of the tires on it here lately.
Can't get those now either.
Shortage on tires?
The shortage, but you can't be picky about what brands you want sometimes.
Well, what about Continental? Have they been running pretty good?
Exactly which brands it is, but I know guys have been talking about having a hard time getting certain sizes and certain brands of tires.
Well, now that's on bigger trucks, right?
No, sir.
Your passenger cars.
That is correct.
Okay. Let's get off of that subject, too. I don't want to have another issue like I had the other day with somebody popping in. My goodness. Well, golly gracious. That's ridiculous. There's really no reason for it.
what the reason is for it. All I know is that they say they're having a hard time getting certain tires and sizes, so all I can do is take it with a grain of salt.
I do know that this one's running wide open, and they're producing tires just as hard as they can go. But my goodness, they're one of the highest priced tires out there on the market. I like those Cooper tires. They're made here in the U.S. They make a good product. That's what I got on my my Ram 2500 right now. They do pretty good.
Good tires. I run the BFG's KO's on my Excursion.
The Michelin tire right there, Bo. Them BFG's, they like them.
I've had good performance out of them over the years. It's not the first set I've had. So I like the way they perform. They're good in the snow and the mud for what I do, and they hold up good, so I can't complain. Now, the tool truck, it won't have nothing but Michelin's on it.
Michelin makes a really good quality truck tire. But now, from what I understand, Continental's supposed to be making some real good truck tires, too.
The Continental on the other tool truck, and it didn't last near as long as the Michelin's did.
Well, things change. Maybe they're just better in the car market than they are in the truck market, but... I would have guessed they would have done better than that in that area.
KO4 HDX. Michelin puts a lot of study and time and testing into their tires for these trucks. When I go down to the Michelin test track, that's one of their main testing facilities for these tires, so I hear all about it.
What? Sometime when we are eyeball to eyeball, I'll tell you about what I used to do down there with Michelin, okay? Got that over the air. Well, I am probably another 25 minutes from home from dropping that deer off, and I ain't had no beans yet. I'm getting hungry.
You are.
That barbecue done wore off, hadn't it, Steve? KB4 CBA.
Oh, Patrick, there went the neighborhood. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hey, Dave. Guess what I did tonight, Dave?
Well, did you shoot a deer?
On the radio.
You say something about it, dropping it off.
Got me about 185-pound buck, 6-point. Took him over there and got him over there at the processor right now. So I'm going to give that one to my daughter. And I'm probably going to take one more good-sized doe, and then that'll be all I'll take this year, because my place is eat up with them.
Nice to walk out the back door, huh? Oh, man. Well, that's good. It's good that you, that resource.
Very thankful for it. Tell you what, does your wife eat deer?
Does not.
Okay. I was going to say, need to have Patrick down, him and his wife, you and your wife, maybe a couple other of them, and we'll all have a little chili party, deer chili party. That stuff is good.
Make sure you shoot one with your clothes on for me.
Listen, if I see one out there and I'm not fully dressed, I just step out there and scare it to death. They think it's Bigfoot. They just drop right over there.
Scare anybody to death, Steve.
Have to agree so fast.
Going in the driveway, so I wanted to get that in.
And Patrick, I appreciate you too, bud.
Hey, you too. tired old men are up this late.
Hey, let me tell you something. You'd be hard-pressed to keep up with a couple of old farts like us. Dave's been out playing tennis. I've been out shooting deer and dragging them up out of the woods and playing Daniel Boone, and that's after doing all my stuff all day long. Hard-pressed to keep up with old guys like us now, Patrick.
How long was that afternoon nap?
I never got a chance to sit down today.
You are so funny, Patrick. Oh, man. Well, y'all have a good evening. I'm going to bail out on you here. I'm getting ready to turn in the driveway, so I'll make this my last. And y'all carry on. 73's KB4CBA. Go ahead and pick it up there, Steve.
Before you go, did you get that stuff moved from your wife?
Back of her car. So, we just have to unload it, but it wasn't that heavy. So, but it's old. It's like 100 years old.
Well, that's good, because we wouldn't want you to injure that tennis elbow now. We'd want you to strain it. 73's, bud. Have a good evening. I'll talk to you soon. Go ahead, Patrick.
73's, Dave. I'll talk to you later. KO4HX.
For fun besides driving that truck there, Patrick.
We've just been playing radio and hadn't been doing much else.
Been running so strong here recently in the last month or so, I haven't even had time to get on my HF.
I wouldn't do much of anything with that other than listen. I've been studying for my general. Hopefully I can go take that test this month and get that out of the way. But other than that, I hadn't been doing anything.
Check your dates, and you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. They do that on, I believe it's on the third Saturday of each month over at the Red Cross building. But now, you wasn't going to take it there, were you?
Yeah.
Well, let me check with KZ4M, Tom, and he's one of the VEs. Why, for that matter, so is Gary, KI4DOS. Hey, are you going to check into the net tonight?
I mean, if I can get through the dead spot before my check-in period, or before they're done.
Wait. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the day that Gary does the swap net. That's Gary, KI4DOS, and he's one of the VEs, you know, one of the volunteer examiners. And tomorrow evening, if you can check into the net tomorrow evening, you can find out whether or not they're going to give the testing on the third Saturday, because for some reason I'm thinking that's falling right in there either right before or right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was going to try to find out. If not, I can probably take it online just like I did with my technician.
General online?
Testing online through ham study, so I don't know if we're general or not, but I don't see why you couldn't.
Just seems to me like that'd be a way to open it up to looking the answers up.
Oh, no. You got to be in a room by yourself. Cameras on, two cameras, one from the front, one from the back, so they can see everything you're doing.
Like a Zoom meeting. Hot dog, how about that? That's pretty smart. I wouldn't have thought of that right off the bat, but that's good. That's good. Huh. Well, hey, there's smart people out there, smarter than me. I give them credit. So, yeah. But check in with Gary tomorrow evening, because like I said, he'll be able to tell you for sure whether they're going to do the test during November or not.
Try to find out. I heard him on here earlier, but he was talking with Chad on EchoLink, so I didn't want to jump in there.
Well, boy, that, I tell you what, lately from Europe over there, that Chad can sure enough get dramatic and drone on, can't he?
Like like hearing what he's talking about, though. I mean, I've enjoyed listening to the conversations.
You get on there with him, just make sure to remember to call him Boomer. Did you ever get a chance to ask him about that?
To be honest with you, no, I forgot every time I talked to him.
Story has to do something with a pressure cooker.
Story of the pressure cooker. I was on here that day that he told that story the first time.
Back to him. That's Boomer. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and check on off of here and let you drive a little bit so that you don't wind up with no 1968 Volkswagen microbus full of hippies between your treads, okay?
I'm ready to hit the mountain anyway on 25, so I'll be losing you shortly anyway. Steve, enjoyed the conversation on the way home. You stay safe out there. Stay out of trouble. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You know that I am sweet and innocent. I don't get into no mischief. And if you believe that, I got a bridge over here in Greer I want to sell you. You have a good evening, bud. Stay safe out there on the road. I tell you what, I know what it's like out there. There are nitwits everywhere. Oh, KN4BWA, you have a good evening.